You're listening to Cross the Border. We're continuing our study, expose of Ezekiel. We're in chapter 12. Oh, let's pick up here about verse 14, where Ezekiel is hearing the word of the Lord, Yahuwah, and he says, I will scatter toward every wind all that are about him to help him, and all his bands I will draw out the sword after them. So anybody that thinks they're going to come and help Israel, nope, it's not going to happen. Babylon is the power, and that power being wielded as a sword of judgment in the hand of the Almighty Creator, Babylon. No help from Egypt, no help from Syria, no help from any of the lands about them, though they tried and they sent emissaries and tried to work out deals for other countries to come to their aid against the king of Babylon. None could withstand Babylon. So he says, I will scatter you, and they shall know, verse 15, and they shall know that I am Yahuwah when I scatter them among the nations. They're going to know that he is the Almighty God, their creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When he scatters them among the nations and disperse them in the countries. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword and from the famine and from the pestilence, that they may declare all their abominations among the heathen whither they come, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So, he's driving them out, and he's going to spare some. In the time of judgment, who do you think he's going to spare? Man, we would not repent. My brethren would not repent. They were warned by the prophets, but they listened to the liars who spoke smooth words, and they listened to the counselors who gave them evil counsel. They would not repent and listen to the word of Yahuwah. They would not listen to the unpopular prophet, to the prophet that the Almighty sent to them, because they did not like what he had to say. They did not want to hear it. They closed their eyes and they stopped up their ears when it came to hearing the truth. Moreover, verse 17, the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Son of man, eat thy bread with quaking, and drink thy water with trembling, and with carefulness, and say unto the people of the land, thus saith the Lord God of the inhabitants of Jerusalem and of the land of Israel, they shall eat their bread with carefulness and drink their water with astonishment, that her land may be desolate from all that is therein, because of the violence of all them that dwell therein, and the cities that are inhabited shall be laid waste, and the land shall be desolate. And you shall know that I am Yahuwah. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, the days are prolonged, and every vision faileth? Tell them, therefore, what is the proverb? And I believe that's referring to the false prophecy, the days are prolonged. I think that's what they say today because, it's kind of like they've been expecting the so-called seven-year tribulation period to start any time now, and the Messiah to return, and all of these things, and people sell their stuff. But people are getting oh, well, and then now people use the excuse, oh, well, it's God's mercy. He's prolonging, the judgment so that more can get saved, like God had. I'm going to change the plan. No, I believe it's all written from the beginning. And yes, we can repent on an individual basis. And, that's the call here. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Enter the kingdom. Learn obedience to the Heavenly Father. He paid the price for your sins so he could impute his righteousness to you. He gave you more grace, not just the grace to live and to change and to repent, but the grace, a grace enough to enter into the Holy of Holies, being covered by his blood, appearing spotless before an almighty Creator, our Heavenly Father, who sees you as a son covered by the blood of the Lamb, can enter in. Tell them, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say to them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to change the proverb, the false prophecy of the land. I'm here to say it's not what they're telling you, people. You can burn your left behind books. Their highest value would be that of firewood to warm your hands when it gets cold and they turn off the electricity and the propane truck doesn't run anymore. You can burn them books at that time because there'll be no more use. You'll be going, where was my rapture? Why am I not raptured out? The judgment is here. God lied to us. Yeah, the false God lied to you. The great Papa over there in Rome, he lied to you with all his emissaries. They lied to you when they told you before anything bad happens, you're going to be raptured out. Many of you diehards are going to be going, well, it must be a pre-tribulation rapture. I mean, a mid-tribulation. It's certainly not pre because the tribulation's here. And you're going to go, well, it must be mid-tribulation. So you're going to suffer for 3.5 years if you can live through it. And when 3.5 years pass, you're going to go, well, it must be post-tribulation. Yes, I laugh, but it's not funny. People are so deluded that they believe in things that are not even in the Word of God. That's right. Total fabrications by the false prophecies of men. Yes, they take a word here and a word there, and through conjecture and fabrication, they make that word say smooth things to you. That's what was happening in Israel. Smooth things were being spoken. But he says, I will make this proverb cease. I will make these sayings cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, the days are at hand. And the effect of every vision. Yeah, it's here. It's upon us. How can we deny it now? You can't tell me smooth words that bad things aren't going to happen. Bad things are happening. Yeah. Verse 24. For there shall be no more any vain vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. That's what we have. We have vain visions. It's all vanity. You know, even says on them, fiction, you know, you get those little books, left behind books, fiction, get a clue, fiction, vain visions, worthless, useless, the book is good for firewood, flattering divinations. Certainly God's not going to let you suffer. Yeah, that's right. Remember when the flood came and he said, he called Noah into the ark, closed the door and shut out the flood, and he saved them out from the tribulation. They didn't have to go through it, so neither will you. A flattering divination within the house of Yahuwah, within the house of Israel, people called by his name. And that's what they say out there in the church. We're Christians. We're called by his name because he was Christ. Well, his name wasn't Christ. That's a title. It means, I guess it's comparable to the Messiah as a translation of the word, but still not his name. His name is Yahuwah. The people that are called by his name, well, they would be called Yahudi, the people of God by name. So, no flattering. There will be no more any vain vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. And you know, that's what that is, divination. And I'm going to refer to a video I did. And it's called, Where's the Gap, Chuck? Yeah, where is the gap, Chuck? Go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and you can see my little video. I expose the flattering divination. Yeah, they divine the word themselves. They are not divine. They are mortal men. But they change the meaning. It's like it's a cauldron to them, a cauldron of words, and they stir it. Until the words pop up, you know, through conjecture and interposition and whatever, a verse here and a verse there, until it says what they want. You know, they're casting a spell, you know, like a spell of words, spelling. and they mix it up in a cauldron until it comes out with vain vision and flattering divination. Go to my video, my website, crosstheborder.org, and watch the video there. Where's the gap, Chuck? And then sign up to watch the rest of the video. You want to see more divination? Wait till you see the great prophecy delusion that's coming upon the whole earth, which would deceive even the elect if it were possible. Because the fact is, the whole world is going to be deceived. Even the unbelievers are going to be wowed by the coming delusion and signs and prophetic wonders that are being set up by the beast, the great whore. And they're going to go, wow, he must be God. He must be the Messiah. And even the whole world of unbelievers is going to follow after. The only ones who will see the truth are the elect. Many see the truth now. More will see it before it happens. Many are waking up now by listening to programs like this and opening their eyes to the divination of these false prophets out there. And at that time, when the Antichrist finally stands up after pulling off his great delusion, and he's going to say, I am God. I am the vicar of Christ. I am the true fulfillment of prophecy. Look, it's all fulfilled, just like the prophets said. And of course, the prophets are, you know, the proponents of Left Behind and this all this futurist Counter-Reformation eschatology. And they're going to fulfill all that Counter-Reformation prophecy because they have people to believe that that's actually the Word of God. But you can see a little bit of it there exposed in my video, Where's the Gap, Chuck? And you see it many other times and many other ways that we expose the truth and we reveal their deception. And many of them are deceived and really believe it. I'd rather believe nothing than believe a lie. But even the whole world will follow after when they see that here they have fulfilled prophecy that was foretold beforehand. Yeah, well, you know what? I can set up a scenario, say this is going to happen, and then work very hard to set up a scenario to fulfill it and call it prophecy, because that is exactly what Satan is doing through his false prophets, through his Antichrist, through those beasts, governments that he controls. He is setting it up. There is a spiritual conspiracy, and it's been going on for generations by demons that are intergenerational, by men who don't know what they're doing. They're just puppets of Satan, and a few of them may know what they're doing. They're the worst ones of all. The vision? Okay, let's see. Where did we leave off here? Oh, yes, no more vain vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. Yeah, the time's going to come, you know, when it all comes crashing down. And when it's all upon you, will you see it then? Those were different times. The times that's coming now and coming upon us are foretold by the prophets. In truth, if you can leave off all the divination and all the vain visions and just read the word plainly and accept that which is fulfilled and that which is not, but you will not see anything. If you don't fear Yahuwah and keep his commandments, if you're not learning obedience, crucifying the deeds of the flesh as the master, as the great shepherd has taught us and is leading us, those that belong to him, yes, crucifying the deeds of the flesh. Pick up your cross and follow me, he said. How do you crucify the deeds of the flesh? You repent and learn obedience. That's it. He was the example for us. Chapter 12, verse 25, for I am Yahuwah, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord God. Again, the word of Yahuwah came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, the vision that he seeth is for many days to come, and he prophesieth of the times that are far off. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged any more. See, this is an instant prophecy. This is coming quickly upon Israel, Jerusalem, Judea. Ezekiel speaking in the very time, the very last years for the nation of Israel before the 70-year desolation. But the word which I have spoken, it shall be done, saith the Lord God. That's the 3069 there, Yahweh, that variation, which is so prominent in Ezekiel. Perhaps the Heavenly Father will reveal that to me. Why? Because I'm not certain that I understand it yet, but here it is, and I can't deny it. Chapter 13, verse 1, and the word of Yahweh, the word of, that's Yahuwah, the word of the Lord, the more prominent pronunciation of the name, came unto me saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts. Same thing. You know, it happened here in Babylon. It happened in Jerusalem. You know, it happened when Babylon was coming and occupying the land. It happened when Rome was occupying the land. And it's happening today. We're drawing near to the seventh millennia. We've got about 65 years before it comes. But I propose that judgment is coming on America right now. The sign, if you can't see it, is all around you. There is a distress, you know, and perhaps most people, for those that have not been really affected, it's lying there right under the surface. Everybody feels it. It's coming. We can't deny it. Yes, it may be 65 years till the seventh millennia comes, but that's not going to delay the judgment, you know. And see, the reason people believe, well, if we have 65 years, then the 7-year tribulation period is not coming for 50 some years and we're safe. No, that's a lie. That's a delusion. That 7-year tribulation period is a total fabrication. Based on the juxtaposition of Daniel's 70th week, that deception. Show me the gap, Chuck. And yes, I say there's about 65 years left before that seventh millennia, but that doesn't mean that judgment will not come on the land where I live, and yes, even the whole world. If you can't see it, then you're blind. If you can't feel it, then you can't feel anything. You're in some kind of delusion. And it's still people hanging on to it, you know, after all these years. Well, Israel became a nation and this generation shall not come to pass. I'm sorry, that's a past prophecy. He was speaking to those men there, and those things that he placed in that generation, they did come to pass in that generation. There were those standing there that lived beyond those things. Speaking specifically of John, you know, he lived beyond the desolation of Jerusalem by when the Roman army came in like a flood. The people of the prince to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. All those things happened. He said, if you're on your rooftop, don't come down, flee. He said, when you see Jerusalem compassed about by armies, flee, get out. The desolation thereof is at hand. He told his followers, and his followers were obedient. They sold their stuff. They sold their properties and they had all things in common, not because the Bible teaches communism, but because they were getting ready. It was an extraordinary time. It was an unusual circumstance. They were preparing to flee in obedience to the Messiah. That generation, all those things came to pass in that generation that the Messiah said would come to pass. That generation has nothing to do with Israel becoming a nation today. Yes, well, as they say, generation is 40 years. Well, 40 years is come and gone. Now they're saying it's 90 years, you know, it's still wrong. You're still placing the wrong prophecy on the wrong time frame. Your mind has been deluded by the counter-reformation eschatology of the great whore, trying to hide the fact that they are the seat of the Antichrist. And that every man that calls himself the great holy father, call no man father. That's what it was all about. Call no man father, pope, Papa sits in the seat of the Antichrist. They don't want people to believe that, as the Reformers believed it, as Martin Luther believed it. So they had to come up with counter-reformation eschatology. They control the money. We know that the Antichrist controls the money. The scripture tells us he does, because everyone has to worship, receive the mark of the beast in order to participate in the world monetary system that has taken over the whole earth today. So we know that he controls the money, controls it today. If you can't see it, you don't want to see it. Open your eyes. Put off all that other stuff. Watch my video, The Greatest Prophecy, especially the last five chapters. The first two chapters are not future prophecy. They just tidy up a little bit of past prophecy for you to get you, you know, the first one is the gospel story from the great prophecy, the greatest prophecy. The second one gives you a synopsis of Mystery Babylon or the times of the Gentiles and puts it in its place. And then after that, we start getting into prophecy and we start overthrowing the popular prophecy of these so-called prophets. So as it was in Jeremiah's time, Ezekiel's time that we're reading about, as it was in the time of the Messiah, the same prophets had the same kind of smooth words for the nation. Nobody listened. It wasn't popular. And true prophecy is not popular today. You've been listening to Cross the Border. Come back next time and we'll continue here in Ezekiel. Visit my website. I would like to hear from you and take advantage of the resources there. Crosstheborder.org.